Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to the Philosopher's Note on Sitting Kills, Moving Heals, How Everyday Movement Will Prevent Pain, Illness, and Early Death, and Exercise Alone Won't, by Joan Vernikos. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. So let me tell you why I wrote this book. While the country was figuring out who pays for healthcare, here I was, sitting on a practical, inexpensive, scientifically proven solution derived from research paid for by the taxpayer. Astronauts, chosen on the basis of being the healthiest and fittest, of possessing the right stuff, are transformed by the lack of gravity in space into the likes of seniors 30 or 40 years older. Yet, despite the debilitating effects of spaceflight, astronauts fully recover soon after they return to Earth. Why not use what we have learned about astronauts at NASA to benefit the rest of us? It became my passion to share, in plain language that anyone could understand, the knowledge we acquired from our research at NASA. If astronauts could regain their good health after shaking off the ill effects of spaceflight, so could people suffering similar health problems due to their sedentary lifestyles. My challenge was to provide clear, practical guidance to show the public the value of making use of our old friend gravity, simply through doing everyday activities that were of a different nature than traditional vigorous exercise in the gym. End quote. That is Joan Vernikos from Sitting Kills, Moving Heals. Joan Vernikos was the former director of NASA's Life Sciences Division. Basically, she was responsible for understanding how to optimize the health and well-being of our astronauts. She also developed an exercise machine that would keep astronauts healthy on a potential trip to Mars. I can't type that without thinking of another Mars genius, Adam Stelzner, and his great book, The Right Kind of Crazy. Check out those notes. And while we're in outer space, check out the notes on Chris Hadfield's great book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. In this book, Joan walks us through how our sedentary lifestyles are surprisingly similar to the gravity-free lifestyles of astronauts in space. Just as an astronaut's health rapidly deteriorates outside of gravity's pull, our health erodes when we adopt a sedentary lifestyle. I'm excited to share a few ideas we can apply to our lives today, so let's jump straight in. First big idea, Gravity 101. Quote, the physical deterioration suffered by astronauts in space in a matter of days mirrors what happens to all of us here on Earth as we age. However, living in space profoundly magnifies the changes that normally take a lifetime to appear. On Earth, from age 20, we lose roughly 1% of our bone density a year. Yet astronauts in space, on average, lose 1.6% of their bone density a month, and some have lost as much as 1% in a single week. This is on top of their muscles becoming weaker, their immune systems being suppressed, and their sleep being disturbed. And when they first return from space, they have less stamina, they shuffle when walking, and they have lost their sense of balance. It's tough being an astronaut. Fortunately, these dramatic changes are reversed after astronauts return home and commence a recovery program. So, what exactly is their secret to restoring full health? What can we earthbound folks learn from the experiences of astronauts that can help us keep our own strength and youthful vigor? The answers to these questions form the basis of this book's Gravity Prescription and constitute a practical survival kit to wellness right here on Earth. End quote. So when an astronaut goes out into space, he or she, obviously, leaves the gravitational pull of life on planet Earth. That has crazy effects on their physical health and well-being. Like shockingly quick atrophy of basically every health measure. Get this, it usually takes a decade to lose about 10% of aerobic capacity on Earth. Astronauts lose 25% in just 7 to 10 days. Bone density can decrease by up to 5% per month while in space, while it usually decreases by 1% per year on Earth. Plasma volume decreases by 10 to 20% in 7 to 90 days in space, while it usually decreases by 0.5% to 1% per decade on Earth. And guess what? Sitting all day every day has similar effects on us here on Earth. When we're sitting all the time, gravity can't do its thing. And as a result, we age way faster than we should and make ourselves vulnerable to all the diseases we don't want to get. Researchers call these effects gravity deprivation syndrome. Hence, the first half of the title of the book, Sitting Kills. Now, let's take a look at the second half of that title, Moving Heels. Next big idea. Gravity is neat. N-E-A-T, neat. Quote, about 9 years ago, James Levine, an exercise physiologist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, coined the term non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT, N-E-A-T. His concept of NEAT sounds much like what I have been discovering in my space and gravity-related research. NEAT is a much greater component of your body's total energy expenditure throughout a typical day than our structured high-intensity exercises such as walking, running, bicycling, or working out in a gym. NEAT is defined as the small, brief, yet frequent muscular movements one makes throughout the day, of which changing positions is the most effective. Standing, sitting, lying down, bending over to pick up something, squatting, stretching upward to take something off a shelf, getting dressed and undressed, playing a musical instrument, and stirring a pot. Even movements as small as crossing and uncrossing one's legs, waving one's hands while talking, and fidgeting are helpful. It is these types of small movements and activities that do not happen enough when a person is habitually inactive. Whenever we move around, calories we have consumed are converted into energy by contracting muscles and are measured as generated heat, thermogenesis, the T in the NEAT acronym. Thus, people who move around a lot all day, even if they don't go to the gym or engage in intense exercise, burn up many more calories than people who are sedentary. They even expend more calories than those who do go to the gym but then spend the rest of their day sitting around. Not surprisingly, the research on NEAT has shown a connection between the lack of NEAT in obesity and metabolic diseases like diabetes, end quote. NEAT, N-E-A-T, non-exercise activity, thermogenesis. Activating our NEAT energy is essentially what this book is all about. And guess what? That requires gravity, which is why our astronauts' health deteriorated so quickly and why our sedentary lifestyles are so destructive. NEAT, non-exercise activity, thermogenesis. Remember, gravity is NEAT. All right, so we want to get our NEAT on. Let's chat about how, which is our next big idea, G habits. Quote, it can be difficult to convey to people that I am not talking about getting more exercise. I'm talking about a different kind of exertion. I am referring to the multitude of small, low-intensity movements we make throughout the day as we go about the business of living. Movements that are related to using gravity. These are movements that occur naturally throughout the day when you're doing activities other than sitting. And yet these simple movements, these G habits, are the key to health. Developing a varied set of habitual, non-exercise movements is the most important thing you can do. Even if you do exercise regularly at the gym, pay attention to your habits when you are not exercising, for they benefit your body in a very different way. If your life and work are such that you cannot get away to exercise, you do not enjoy playing a sport, and you spend much of your day sitting in an office or a car, all is not lost. This is all the more reason why you will derive great benefits from restoring gravity habits, G habits, back into your life. You had these habits as a growing child, so it's simply a question of getting them back, end quote. So, the key to optimizing our health? It's not about exercising more per se, it's all about our NEAT G habits. I pay attention when I read lines that include, quote, the most important thing you can do. So let's repeat this one, quote, developing a varied set of habitual, non-exercise movements is the most important thing you can do, end quote. All right, got it. Now, for some of my favorite G habit-building tips, Joan provides a bunch in the book. First, stretching. This is the first G habit tip. It's both super easy to do and super helpful. She tells us, quote, whenever you are not sure about what to do next, think of that child in you and stretch. Next one is stand up and sit down. Simply standing up from a seated position is huge. Joan recommends making sure you do this at least 32 times per day. She says, quote, if you do nothing else from this book, this is the single most important habit you can acquire. The key to independence in old age is being able to stand up. It's no more complicated than that, end quote. Next G habit is stand tall. Simply standing tall is a neat way to work against gravity and stretch your body out and stimulate your muscles. Imagine lightly pulling on a thread that runs through your spine and up through your head, gently lifting your head while lengthening your spine. Stand like that. Good posture, baby. And then the next G habit is to walk tall. Let's not just stand tall, let's remember to walk tall. Pull that thread, lengthen your spine, and walk tall. Did you know walking fast helps you live longer? And that Amish men walk 18,000 steps on average per day? Yep, and yep. One more little G habit. Put a book on your head. You want good posture while you're sitting at your desk, or standing or walking? Place a book on top of your head. When I typed that, I had a book on the top of my head, and it's kind of fun. Forces that good posture. You cannot balance a book on your head if you are slouching. Try it out. It's pretty fun. Next big idea, finding OTMs plus tiny ways to move throughout the day. Quote, now that you know where you stand on the gravity fitness scale and have established some baseline measurements, take a few minutes to think about your daily habits. What do you do regularly that uses gravity? For example, how many hours a week do you spend doing housework or yard work? Do you go out of your way to climb two or three flights of stairs instead of taking an elevator? When at work or when shopping, do you park a little distance from the building's entrance, even if closer spaces are available? Do you leave your car in one place and run a number of local errands on foot? Perhaps you are a city dweller who walks everywhere, or perhaps you work at a job involving lots of lifting, bending, and changes in posture. If so, you are way ahead of the game. Next, think when and where you have the opportunity to modify your habits. Instead of working through your coffee break or using the time to sit and have a snack, why not take a brisk walk around the building? If you pop into the grocery store to pick up a few items, how about collecting your purchases in a handheld basket instead of wheeling a cart through the store? At the airport, would you be willing to walk alongside the people mover, especially if you will be sitting for the next few hours on a long flight? Something as simple as standing up from your desk every 15 minutes, or even raising your arms above your head may seem insignificant, yet these actions require some effort. Muscles are contracting, bones are stimulated. Your heart rate increases every time you get out of a chair. You use your sense of balance to straighten your posture as you rise. When you stand up, you are defying gravity by going in the opposite direction. Have you considered that you need to get blood to your head as well as to your feet? Every little bit you do helps. End quote. As you may recall, Michelle Seeger called these OTMs, opportunities to move in no sweat, while Katie Bowman tells us to find tiny ways to move throughout the day in Don't Just Sit There. For now, let's take a super quick look at your G habits and how you can optimize. What are you already doing? Think about the little things you're already doing well to get yourself some of those extra opportunities to move. And what can you do more of? What little opportunities that I just rattled off might fit for you and your lifestyle? Parking a little bit further away from the grocery store, even if there's a closer space, that's kind of a fun one. Obviously, taking the stairs, stretching, making sure you're rising, getting up from your desk every 15 minutes. What can you do more of? Remember, consistent movement throughout the day. Simple stuff, like shifting your weight while you work, stretching at your desk, and going for a few-minute walk every 30 minutes have surprisingly great benefits. Intermittent movement throughout the day. That's where it's at. Next big idea, think strong. Quote, and strangely enough, attitude may also be a significant factor. Remember that song, Whistle While You Work? How about thinking strong while you work? A recent study showed that even thinking of housework as exercise has benefits. Psychologist Ellen Langer at Harvard University studied 84 women who worked as hotel housekeepers, cleaning rooms and changing sheets. Half the women were told that they should think of their work as exercise. They were even told how many calories they burned doing specific tasks. 40 calories for 15 minutes of changing linens, 50 calories for 15 minutes of vacuuming, 60 calories for 15 minutes of cleaning bathrooms. The other half were told nothing about any health benefits of their work. After 4 weeks, those told of the benefits had lowered their blood pressure by 10% and lost 2 pounds and 0.5% body fat on average. Dr. Langer concluded, quote, the changes were a function of the change in mindset alone. She added, if you were just sitting on the couch and just telling yourself that you're exercising, you're not going to believe yourself, and so there will be no change, end quote. Isn't that just nuts? We talk about this research more in our notes on Ellen Langer's great book, Counterclockwise. Here's another remarkable study from that book. She says, quote, when we see mind and body as parts of a single entity, the research on placebos takes on new meaning and suggests we can not only control much of our disease experience, but we may also be able to extend our ability to gain, recover, or enhance our health. Placebos often come in the form of a single word that captures a richer mindset. In one study I conducted with my students, we explored the mindset most of us have regarding excellent vision Air Force pilots have. All participants were given a vision test. One group of participants were then encouraged to role-play Air Force pilots. They dressed the part and, in uniform, sat in a flight simulator. They were asked to read the letters on the wing of a nearby airplane, which were actually part of an eye chart. Those participants who adopted the pilot mindset, primed to have excellent vision, showed improved vision over those who were simply asked to read an eye chart from the same distance, end quote. Our attitude matters a lot. Let's think strong. Next big idea, move plus stretch your telomeres. Quote, telomeres, those little caps at the end of chromosomes that protect your DNA and allow healthy cell division, become shorter with age. They have therefore become a useful indicator of your state of health. Short telomeres have been linked to illnesses such as cancer, cardiovascular disease, depression, shorter lifespan, and early death. The bad news is that research is now showing that people with a sedentary lifestyle also have shorter telomeres. As you might have guessed, physical activity helps you keep those telomeres longer, but only if it is moderate. More exercise is not better. People with high levels of physical activity had, in fact, shorter telomeres, just like those who sat too much. The message is clear. Be active, but don't overdo it if you want to see those grandkids grow up. End quote. Telomeres are fascinating. They're the little caps at the end of chromosomes that protect your DNA and help ensure healthy cell division. They're kind of like the caps at the end of your shoelaces. When those get messed up, your shoelaces fray and are ready for the trash. We want to keep those telomeres nice and long and healthy. Being sedentary, obviously, doesn't help with that. And importantly, neither does working out too much. We want to find that sweet spot of just enough exercise and, of course, a ton of dynamic movement throughout the day. Let's keep those telomeres strong. Next and final big idea, space research plus your life. Quote, space research points out that the body senses and responds to gravity stimulus best when the signals are frequent, low-intensity, stop-start movements experienced throughout the day. This book challenges the conventional wisdom that structured, intense, once-a-day exercise is all you need to replace being active the rest of the time. Its message is simple. If you want to remain healthy and strong for life on Earth, keep doing things, a variety of things, all day, 365 days a year. It's up to you. Success is a question of attitude, an attitude that should be based on the desire to remain healthy. Your body is your personal responsibility, not your country's, nor your insurance companies, nor even your doctor's. Take action. Why wait to get sick before you decide to be healthy? End quote. Those are the final words of the book. Let's remember, the key to our optimal health is frequent plus low-intensity stop-start movements that we can do all day, every day for the rest of our lives. Here's to neat G habits, healthy telomeres, and thinking strong as we find opportunities to move and have fun with gravity. That is a super quick look at Sitting Kills, Moving Heals. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, I think you'll also enjoy the notes on Don't Just Sit There, No Sweat, Counterclockwise, The Right Kind of Crazy, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth, Strength for Life, and Spartan Up, all of which are linked in the note. Now it's time for some great quotes from the sidebar, all of which are from Joan Vernikos, who tells us, quote, a stunning 61% of the American population is now unhealthy. There has been much debate about our healthcare system, but it is evident that no system can cover the costs of healthcare when almost every citizen is unhealthy. And at current rates, that is where we are headed in the next 10 or 20 years. Nothing speeds up brain atrophy like immobilization. And here we are, an entire population voluntarily immobilizing itself with its sedentary, comfort-oriented lifestyle. Gravity can't help us when we're sitting. Our body was designed to live in gravity as a perpetual motion machine. We know from space research and bed rest studies that exercise alone is not the complete answer. The simplest way to alternate the gravity load on the body is by changing posture. Joan tells us maintaining fitness of stabilizers through continuous, low-intensity activities forms the foundation of a healthy, active body. Performing repetitive, sustained, low-intensity activities throughout the day is nature's way of not allowing the stabilizer system to weaken. Did you know that going downstairs is a more effective bone stimulus than walking? That is because you generate more G impact and stretch your tendons more with every step down. She tells us exercise is not a substitute for activities that come naturally throughout the day, 365 days a year, for the rest of your life. Make it fun. If you've got a rowing machine, combine your rowing with a favorite travel destination. Get a map and track your progress in rowing miles. You will be in Fiji in no time. And finally, high-frequency, low-intensity, habitual stop-and-start activities throughout the day are the path to health. They make the most of gravity, and by their very nature include limitless varieties of movements that benefit your whole body. There you go. Frequent, low-intensity, stop-start movements you can do all day, every day, for the rest of your life. That's where it's at. Sitting kills, moving heels. What was your favorite idea? How are you going to rock your G habits a little bit more today? Get on that and make it another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.